All right, welcome back to the Sights On podcast. Today, it's just a chill episode. We are just going to talk about our lives, our reactions to these first five episodes. It's an accomplishment, right?
Just a little, a free little moment to just speak about what's going on. We've had five episodes now. Fifth one came out tonight at 5. Second part on education, so we're super pumped about that. We've came a long way. We've been planning, this podcast since, when did we do that, little hangout playing tennis? When was that?
It was March 12th of 2024.
Wow.
The story was that we went to the courts to hit, and we were so tired because we hadn't hit in about 5 months, right?
Yeah, I was super out of shape.
Yeah, and we were just like, hey, we just started talking about America. I mean, America's the one thing that we were both passionate about. We wanted to see this country do better, and we were like, we have to do something about this.
We wanted to get our voices out there and heard more. And for my degree, I've always need more experience. And so I was like, man, I've always wanted to start a podcast, but I can't do it by myself. It's just it's too much money. And
it's
just
weird, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about yourself, thinking you're just I don't have anybody to express this about. So
yeah, it'd be super hard to get people we haven't even had our first guest star yet. So can you imagine if it was just me out here and I'm trying to get people on the show? And it's super expensive. We spent a good amount of our own money. It's all our own money. My parents have helped a little bit, very tiny, little amounts. And so have yours in their own ways. But most of it comes out of our very own pocket from our own jobs. So getting all that ready to go, we talked in March, and then we didn't start till... we were talking and planning in June, doing little FaceTimes, and then July, we started to kick rocks and actually get somewhere. Yeah.
And you were working your ass off this summer. Alex here, he's working 40-hour jobs this summer just to pay for college, and he decided to chip in this summer to focus on the podcast. And I think that's very patriotic of him, because it's supporting this podcast, and we are both trying to the word out.
Grow it out. Turn it into, you actually got me more on the business side of it. At the beginning, it was always, for me, just a passion project. I've always wanted this. I need it for experience for my degree. So when people are looking, oh, what have you done? I can say, well, I have a podcast. I have a YouTube channel. And so you definitely really helped me grow this. And it's not even just my project anymore. It's both of ours, And I'm super appreciative for you for keeping, I think, this is one of God's things, because I could have had anybody else help me, but I think about it now, I'm it had to have been Lucci. Lucci's the only person that can plan. He has it all organized, and it's just perfect, and it makes my life easier, because I'm just not as organized as you. So you being so perfectly organized helps me out in so many ways.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Yeah, I mean, I like organizing things. This podcast is something that I've been thinking about too. I've always wanted to express ideas, because I've always been in a position where I want to talk to people. I'm going to become a doctor in the future, and I just love talking, and this is the one way to do it. The thing with America is that I found that this is the one place that I can finally be comfortable and speak about, because it's a country I love, and it's a country that has been a blessing to my parents, blessing to everything in this home, because everything around us, it's been in America. It's been the roots. It's been something where I can get an education, rise in society. So I'm definitely glad to speak about this with you here, my brother.
Yeah.
And we're both in the same, we're going in the same pathway. We want to make an American dream. We want to find the best way for our paths in society. So
yeah. I mean, we definitely both, follow God. We want to start a family, start our own business, start, becoming successful Americans. We're both grew up middle class, and I think we both want to reach that next step in going into upper class,
Right. Going back to our roots, Alex, your dad came from poor roots, and he came to this country, wanted to find a way to make it up to the higher class.
Yeah.
And that's the essence of America. That's what I want to do. I want to get to the higher class, not just for myself. Money is great and everything, but the concept of actually creating a life for yourself doing things on your own to actually make your life is something that's unbelievable in my perspective.
Yeah, and I think we've learned a lot. We've only done 5 episodes, but in a month, but we've learned how to plan. We originally were going to do 1-hour long episodes, but then we were like, nobody listens to that 1-hour long episode.
Right.
So we had to change our mind, and then we're like, what if we do 2 30-minute episodes? People will listen to probably about the 20-minute marker if they really enjoy pods, the whole thing, you know?
Right. And I think that's worth it, and it's like the behind-the-scenes talking between us whenever we talk. It's a lot of going back and forth. Like, if the idea is horrible, we say, no, that's
scrap
bad.
Scrap that, yeah.
Scrap that. We're not like, if one idea is bad, we will stray away from it, but we're open for discussion on many different things.
Even just now before we started, we were talking about the next episode, which will be a little teaser. It'll be about like the First Amendment now, but originally it was going to be just freedom of speech, and I was like, that's a little broad, and I want to add the whole First Amendment, you know, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom, all the freedoms we have in the First Amendment, and it just kind of opened it more than to just so bleak and just freedom of speech, and that's all. So like, we kind of scrap ideas, we change things, we come in and we just figure it out.
Yeah, and we're planning to do just a 1-part episode.
Yeah,
because we were trying to get more into the topics of the first 10 amendments, and it was a series, but we thought about it, and freedom of speech is a big topic, right?
Yeah, there's so many ways you can go.
Freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and how it pertains to the whole world. And we decided to do a 2-part episode just like education. So
yeah,
stay tuned to that for the next 2 weeks, and it's going to be a game changer because we want to see how it pertains to our college campuses as well.
Also, on Spotify, y'all are able to comment, and we would love to see like what y'all think. So under each episode, there's a comment section, and you can comment whatever you'd like. Like, if you have video ideas or things that you would like us to comment on and give our own opinion, we would love to like get your feedback, so that way we can know what our audience wants to listen to.
Yeah, we want to know, because our content is nothing without the listeners. So we want to see your feedback. We want to know how we can change and possibly incorporate your questions. So we will answer some of those if we see them, and we want to pertain to y'all. All right.
Also, keep in mind, we do eventually want to, we're going to start upgrading this little, I guess, what would we call, like, just little insider behind the scenes. We're going to start implementing more on the Instagram side and getting an Instagram live. So if any of y'all are interested, when we do, we usually shoot around that 6 to 7 mark. If you're really interested, we will be eventually shooting on Instagram live and maybe TikTok live. We don't have a TikTok page, but future, start live broadcasting the podcast. So if you're really interested and want to see what's going on behind the scenes, or just listen to the podcast live, it'll be there for you. So
keep I think that's really valuable. Like, the live podcast, it's gonna just show us raw and fake.
Yeah.
raw and real.
You'll see us when we're making mistakes, or when you'll see us all right there, raw footage of the podcast going out.
Yeah, so if you want to check that out, see our mistakes, see our funny bloopers right in action,
yeah,
and our real content, check out the live podcast. But we also have a website coming up too.
Yes.
We are trying to plan some things in so that we can make the content in one place free for like where we plan our events, everything in one place. So it's something coming up.
We're also growing that YouTube channel. I know we haven't posted anything, but the YouTube channel, Lucci's been working really hard. I'm really proud of him. He's been working on the editing. I don't know how to edit, but Lucci has been studying, learning on DaVinci how to edit these videos and make them look good. So I'm super excited. We're going to be posting those pretty soon. You might even expect one tonight. So just be ready for anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun. DaVinci is one heck of a program. It's free and it's helping us.
Yeah. To anyone that's like wanting to start YouTube or anything, I would definitely recommend. I haven't used the program, but from what we've gotten out of it and what I've seen from Lucci, I would highly recommend going with DaVinci instead of what's it called? Adobe, right?
Yeah.
So I would definitely use DaVinci over Adobe for how much you have to pay for Adobe, especially.
Yeah. So moving on to our first 5 episodes, my reaction is that it's been a little bit shaky. I think we could have done some better things on the facts. We need to dive more deep into research. I think that if we got better facts, we would have been more prepared for those topics, especially on the border. We could have done a little bit more on the actual numbers, and we could have done more on getting more perspectives on both sides. I think that was really valuable if we had done more of both sides and getting more aspects on bringing the opinions of more people, because I have opinions on how less immigration is more valuable to the country, but we could have brought more things on the other side. The thing with this podcast is we want to find the best solution for America, and we need to find the topics on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, and we've definitely been improving. First couple episodes, we didn't have any sites for like where we got our information from, and now if you actually look in the bottom portion of, before you click on the podcast episode, we have all of our information, where we get it, where the stats from, where you can find all the facts that we got, so that way you can fact check us. And if we obviously, in the comments, if you think something's wrong, you want to fact check us, we're totally down. We want to always, you know, our thing is about accountability and staying true, and, you know, we see so much fake news in the media, we want to stay true and be a light and say, like, this is our opinion, but we also will share real facts and the real truth.
And I did get those statistics for the colleges where they use the money. So the colleges do fund a lot for their faculty and administration. If you go on the website and the statistics for episode 5, there are statistics for the college football salaries of the head coaches. And it's crazy how much they make. Just go check them out. The top person, like, one of the head coaches makes about $11.5 million per year.
Being the head coach.
That's for being the head coach. And I can understand, like, it's a big job, but $11.5 million is a lot. And that's not just for that one college. If you go down the list of all college football teams, it's insane. Like, it's the average pay, it's above $1 million. And even as you go to like less well-known universities, the average salaries are going above like $600K.
And football coaches they don't teach anything, right? They literally just teach football. Is that right? Or do they actually like have classes? I assume
no. It's their full-time job.
Full-time job. Yeah, that's crazy.
But they do have to do the administrative procedures, like organizing things too. But they also have other people to help them with that.
Yeah. I know for Alabama, they had, like, Nick Saban. He was a big guy.
Yeah, that's Saban. Yeah,
Saban. Yeah. I'm sure he got paid a lot of money.
He was 11.5.
11.5, okay. Yep. That's crazy. When you think about it.
Yeah.
For just coaching football, which I understand because their football program was very good, so you pay this guy, he's the best of the best. But I still just don't expect $11.5 million, but it's football. Football in America makes a lot of money.
It does. It does. And if you can put yourself in front of that money, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
But I also put some more statistics. There was the Boston University story where they have to pay $80,000 per year for room and board at that private institution.
Just for room and board, $80,000?
No, for everything.
Oh, okay.
Room and board and tuition. Everything for $80,000 a year. And it's the number one reason why college students drop out of their universities. 40% of those students that drop out because they believe that they can't pay that tuition. And
I mean, that's not wrong. Yeah. So if you're saying per year or semester?
Per year.
So both semesters?
Yeah, both semesters.
So if you go to college for just the basic 4 years, 8 times 4 is 32. So if we do that, it's $320,000.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. And let's say like you still don't know what you want to do, so you stay longer.
Yeah.
That's crazy when you think about it. Like, that's way too much. That's about, like, what a low-end house in our area costs about. Like, that's still a lot of money. Like, you can buy a lot for $320,000 in America.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We got the statistics. We're going to post them right under our episode. And we just want to make sure that we are being fact-oriented.
Yeah.
So, wrapping up this little bonus, we wanted to just touch base on our reactions to this five part series. We want your feedback. Alex, do you have
any? I just want to say, like, thank you to everyone that's been listening. If you, again, the feedback, what do y'all want us to do? Do you want us to react to TikToks or reels or things that are happening politically or socially? You know, we're down to do more than just talking on this podcast. We're willing, we're growing the YouTube, we're growing in every part to grow this as more of a business. That's why we're building the website and, you know, starting to just branch out into more than just podcasting. But at the end of the day, this is what we will always be doing, is podcasting. So don't expect this to go anywhere. We're just branching out, kind of feeling it, trying to grow the brand more.
Exactly. And I second that. We want to grow the brand. And right now, our major issue is America. We want to focus on the topics on America. And for the next couple of episodes, we are going to be focusing on the Constitution, the first 10 amendments. We want to see how we can discuss on these issues and possibly make a series of them, because it's important to know the 10 amendments, because these are very applicable to our lives, especially freedom of speech and the others that come.
I can name them if you need me to. We got right to bear arms, quartering soldiers, fifth is the Miranda rights. I don't know why I can't think of four right now. Six, I can't. I know ninth is just, I'm taking government right now, so they're kind of all just right there on the top of my head. Okay. And I'm lost already, I'm sorry.
Fifth is due process.
Due process, that's where I kind of got the Miranda. That's what I think about when I think of Fifth Amendment, is your read your Miranda rights. Mm-hmm. Six,
speedy trial.
Speedy trial. Seven, I don't know, you lost me.
Yeah, but we will be discussing them in these future episodes. And yeah,
thank you all for listening. Please follow us on Instagram, follow us on Spotify. Spread the word. We'd love for you to share this to other people that want to listen to podcasts. We're just two college guys trying to make a podcast. Thank you all for listening. This is Sights On, signing off.